More than 1,000 tornado victims have sought assistance from the Tri-County Long-Term Recovery Center in Washington since February. The center aims to make the process easy by pairing individuals and families with case managers. Recovery Center Chairman Jim Ficino says the case managers make requests for their clients to about 40 service agencies.
We almost monthly have every one of those requests filled and have the funds available to meet those individuals' needs.
Ficino says public donations have also helped pay for various requests. The center aids those impacted by the storms with everything from rental assistance to helping replace trees. The one-stop shop has helped nearly 700 clients with various needs. Mark Quiet is a case manager at Long-Term Recovery Center. He says many of those served had insurance.
There's bad cases, there's good ones. But the bad ones, that the people, what they had to deal with the insurance companies trying to get their money, you know, they're dealing with losing everything to begin with, and now they got to work twice as hard to try to get that back. That's probably been the hardest thing for me.
East Peoria resident Bud Broyles lived in a rental house that was damaged by the November 17th tornado. The volunteer storm spotter was picked up by the storm and thrown against his home, causing him to lose some teeth and fracture his jaw. But Broyles still found the strength to help others in his neighborhood. After returning to his home, he found he had been robbed of valuable belongings like a snowblower, lawnmower, and generator. His renter's insurance company refused to cover the losses without proof of owning the equipment. Mold also developed in the home Broyles and his wife lived in because of the storm damage to the roof. He says the center helped his family move into a new rental house, and he's not sure where they'd be today without that assistance.
I might be living in a shelter because we had to get out of that house. Every piece of furniture we had to throw out. Everything in our closets had to be thrown out. They had mold on them. What we didn't realize was the mold from the basement was getting into the furnace and then transferring up.
Broyles says his caseworker with Long-Term Recovery Center also helped with medical expenses for his wife and dog related to mold exposure. He also received help fixing his teeth. But Broyles says the caseworker helped with much more than material possessions.
I mean, he would come by and make sure we're okay. He would call and make sure we're okay. We always felt like we had a true friend.
Case manager Mark Quiet says providing emotional support is part of the job.
I can't tell how many times, you know, I've broken down with them crying. And it's a rewarding job, but you see the hurt and you take it with you. You also get the reward of seeing when the people get recovered, or you can assist them in a certain way and they didn't think no one was out there.
There are still more than 300 clients with open cases at the Long-Term Recovery Center, and more people are coming forward seeking assistance. LTR Chairman Jim Ficino says there are two common requests the center is hearing from tornado victims.
We're seeing a lot more of the cases where people are trying to deal with the soil remediation, all of the debris that was impacted into the soil. And we're seeing quite a number of homeowners now who have been living in rental property helped funded by their insurance company, and those insurance funds are running out. So we're seeing a lot more rental assistance because the homes aren't ready to return into at this point.
Ficino says as more people move into their rebuilt homes, the center is also getting requests for furniture and various appliances. He says those seeking help are still encouraged to get in touch with the Long-Term Recovery Center. Ficino says the LTR is prepared to remain open, serving tornado victims through most of next year. I'm Denise Molina.